Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is Monday, February 27th, 2023. A recent poll conducted between February 19th through the 22nd of 2023 by Beacon Research and Shaw & Company Research with 1,006 registered voters nationwide showed that about 60% of registered U.S. voters say they have less money in their pockets than they did 1 year ago. The poll participants indicated that they have less money to spend than last year. Those feeling hardest hit includes Republican women with 78% less money now, rural whites with 69% less, Gen Xers with 63% less, and voters with annual incomes below $50,000, according to the poll report. A strong majority of those polled disapprove of how President Joe Biden is handling the economy, and 66% disapprove of how he is handling inflation. Nearly 80% of voters say the economy is in fair or poor condition, which is mostly unchanged from last year, according to the report. The economy remains voters' top issue, with 36% saying it is the most important problem the country is facing today. The economy is notably the top issue among Democrats, Republicans, and independents alike. Let's face the facts here. Regardless of what the talking heads are trying to tell us, the consumer is maxed out and cannot keep up with rising prices. But people have no choice but to keep on spending. From the White House to the Fed to the talking heads of the financial news networks, the deception is in high gear to skew the perception of the general public. What they are telling us is not real. Janet Yellen tells us that prices are falling, yet you and I know that inflation continues to rise. We see it every day in the grocery stores. We see it in our 401k balances as the market continues to fall off the cliff. We are seeing stock market gyrations up and down like a yo-yo, and the risk in the markets continues to rise as the central banks continue to destroy currencies, and with it, the purchasing power of the dollar. They will continue to inflate. They keep sending billions upon billions of dollars to Ukraine to support the war effort to a non-NATO country. The illusion will continue with the Fed buying the debt and also secretly buying large caps to pump the market when it needs to, until it no longer can continue the con, and that day is coming very soon. Of course, their decades-long con and fiscal irresponsibility culminating in an eventual market crash will be blamed on the war. So pay attention and listen carefully to the signs. The market crash will be blamed on the war, and that is why they want it so badly. They need an out of this mess, and the war gives it to them. The Fed is not going to win this battle on inflation by raising interest rates. Based on the most recent report, it looks like the inflation curve has bent back up. It appears we're going to see inflation accelerating from this point. Peter Schiff, money manager, economist, and CEO of Euro Pacific Capital, sees us blowing past this 9% inflation rate high of last year in year-over-year consumer price index. The Fed's monetary policy over the years has painted them into a corner. In order to truly make an impact on inflation, the Fed is going to have to raise interest rates significantly. This, of course, won't do the trick on its own. We also need a huge contraction in consumer credit and lending standards. With consumer credit card debt at all-time highs, consumers cannot keep spending. Their actions are inflationary as well, as it is an expansion of the supply of credit. Peter Schiff predicts that the Fed is going to have to throw in the towel on the inflation fight because it will be fighting something it fears more, which is a complete economic collapse. The federal government may be legitimately forced to cut Medicare and Social Security instead of illegitimately cutting it through inflation. We have this collapsing standard of living, but think about it as a tax. This is what Americans are paying. This is the price of big government. Higher prices are just what we pay for big government, and inflation is the tax. Instead of raising our taxes, they are just printing money, and that devaluates the money we have. We have to let the phony economy collapse so that we can build the real economy on the rubble of this economic house of cards. There are going to be a lot of losers in the coming collapse, Schiff says. People are going to suffer the consequences of this experiment gone bad. We know how this experiment is going to end. They are not going to do anything that Zimbabwe didn't try, or Argentina didn't try, or the Weimar Republic. They didn't reinvent inflation. It's the same old thing. As a result, Peter Schiff predicts big losses in many stocks, but not all, bonds and bank deposits. Schiff contends they can't cover the deposits at the FDIC. They have to acknowledge that the FDIC is bankrupt and people are going to lose money at the bank. The losses are going to dwarf those in the Great Depression because we have far more leveraged system now, thanks to government intervention. Schiff says he also likes gold and silver as a core investment and thinks they both go way up in price in a world where the dollar is eaten up by inflation. We already have inflation, so prepare for the consequences of inflation. It is going to raise prices, but it is also a massive transfer of wealth. You have to position yourself to be a winner and not a loser. Creditors are going to get wiped out. People think they are playing it safe in a bond portfolio, but look how bad bonds did last year. It was the worst year in history, and we ain't seen nothing yet. It's important to prepare yourselves. This is not financial advice, but some would advise to get out of the dollar except for operating costs and try to move to precious metals where you can. A little here and a little there can make a huge difference. The point is to take steps now to prepare yourself for the future economic collapse. Thank you for watching, and until next time, this is the Rudick Report.